time, we're going to maybe do another one because we're waiting for those to come in so they can give the requests. We only have till 9:45 to have this service, so we have to go on. God is good to me.
God is good to me, oh yes, he's good to me. He sacrificed his life that I might be made free. He makes my path to shine, and he's with me all the time. He saved a soul of mine, he's so good to me. Oh, God is good to me, oh yes. He sacrificed his life that he makes my path to shine, and he's with me all the time. He saved his soul of mine. He's so good to me. Oh, God is good to me. Oh, yes, he's good to me. He sacrificed his life that I be made free. He makes my path to shine. He's with me all the time. He saved his soul of mine. He's so good to me. Oh, God is good to me. Oh, yes, he's good to me. He sacrificed his life that I, oh, yes, he makes my path to shine. He's with me all the time. He saved his soul of mine. He's so good to me.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
All right, that we have bereavement announcements. Netta, you want to give yours? Come on. And you have a lady's son.
Okay. This year, I had passings not only in the chapter, but in my family. First, Maud Rockman, Mr. Caligari's granddaughter, Dorcas Caligari. And Mabel Bailey lost a son last week, Andre Bailey. I lost my grandmother this year, Arnetta Mitchell, and I also lost an aunt, Angela Johnson. So, you know, just keep the family in your prayers.
In the Compton chapter, I lost 5 members within 3 weeks of my family, close relatives, and my sister passed. And we didn't have any in our chapter this time. We lost Audrey Road. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lost Audrey Road, faithful worker. I think we said that last time in the spring thing. But other than that, we had no more death in our club. Else?
I have something to say. Mm-hmm. Stand up.
No, just hold the mic.
Oh, okay. I have something to say. In fact, my news is something to lift you and give you a little hope. I had a cousin that was dying. The doctor said that he was not going to make it. So we prayed. He went into a coma. We prayed, and you know what? He lived. He lives today.
Right.
I have another cousin in the hospital, and they gave him about a month to live. And it's all praying. The family's praying, and you know what? He's alive today.
All right.
So I praise God for that. And I want to give good news.
Mm-hmm. That is good news. But to you all that is new, this is a memorial service, too. That's what started this service, memorial. So we do pray for the sick. Barbara Rode had a stroke. And many of you might know her, and then some may not. But it grieves us to know that she has a stroke, and she's not doing too well with it. Her speech is kind of getting a little clearer, but it affects her brains also. So we'll pray for her. Anybody else have any bereavements?
With the San Diego Well Club, we lost 3 of our members.
Thank you for the mic.
Elaine Frazier and Margaret Savage and Robin Graff. And we have a real mature group. So if you're under 60, you're young in our group, and all those members were under 60.
Wow.
And then we have another member that has been in a convalescent home since June. She's not able to speak, and her family doesn't want to have visitors. Her name is Verena Brown, and I know some of the people, and some of the groups, she went to one of the schools in Austin, Texas, for the blind, and there's a couple of members up here that always ask about her. So keep our club in your prayers, too. Thank you.
Yeah, and my bowling league lost a member who's like in his 40s, and my adopted mom died 2 years ago, and my real family died when I was 7 and 1 year old, but at least the Lord healed me from a coma. That's good. After
all
I got
right.
shot in the head,
right.
I got shot in the head with a gun when I was 7. That's how I lost my sight.
We're so happy to see Ed come in. I wanted to get up last night and say, we want Ed. We want Ed. Welcome back, Ed. All right, there's no more bereavements or no more memories of sick. Thank God. All right, at this time, we're going to ask Lewis to lead us in prayer, but we're going to sing the song first. After the prayer, Lewis, we're going to sing after the prayer.
Let us bow our heads as we invoke the blessings of the Almighty. Father, you know better than we know. But right now, we're coming to pause and say thank you for the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. There are testimonies in the house. These testimonies we thank you for, because there are those who would like to be here, but they are unable to be here. But we're here this morning, and for that we say thank you. We say thank you because amidst all of the turmoil and all of the trials and all of the tribulations, we recognize that thou still art God. And beside thee, there's no other. We say thank you because there are those who are represented by we in this room. They're in our families, their relatives, and their friends. And they're unable to enjoy your blessings.
Yes.
But we are here and we feel blessed. And for that, we say thank you.
Amen.
One of the reasons that we say thank you is because whenever there's a down spirit, you come in and you touch. Whenever there's a sick body, you're able to come in and you're able to touch. And there are stories that abound amongst us because we're living witnesses that you're able. And we ask right now that you would bless all that are gathered here, the families from whence they come, that you would bless this organization, that you would lead us, guide us, and direct us in a path and in a way that's pleasing in your sight. Continue to be with those families that are suffering, those families that are hurting right now. Enable them to reach out and touch, because we recognize and we know that you are always there. These blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And thank God.
Thank God.
I forgot. Barbara.
Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to give our scripture. I don't know what happened to Arby, but remember him in prayer because he's always here and never miss. At this time, I'm going to read a couple portions of scripture. One is from 118 Psalms, two verses. It says, what shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon his name. In other words, I would pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. 117 Psalm say, praise the Lord, all ye generations. Praise him all. Again, I lost my place. Unfortunately, I'm trying to read just the prayer. All right, that's what happens when you lose your sight. You can't see nothing.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, all ye generations. Praise him, all ye people. For his mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. I'm reading the Bible from the hotel, so you know I'd be printing it. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to say, thank you, Lord. We got a right to thank God because we are here today. Many have gone on. And we certainly want to remember a prayer before we close for the people that lost everything they had in those fires. And last I heard, it was 6 that were killed. So we said, our firemen. So this is going to be one of our prayer, closing prayer at this time. 7, my goodness. Somebody, Mona say 8 now. So we're going to thank the Lord for being here. And on the end, we're going to have a closing prayer just for those. Okay, Bob. Thank you,
Lord.
Yes,
oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so
the Lord. Amen. We now have a song by Sally O'Neill. Song, praise song, whatever.
Song. My turn?
Sally.
Okay, thank
but
you.
She has a mic.
Yeah,
mic. She has a mic.
Good morning, everybody. See, we always want to thank the Lord for everything that we have. So I just thank the Lord for another day that I'm able to say thank you to for being here. Your grace and mercy brought me through.
Lord, I'm living this moment.
For I'm living this moment.
Just because.
Because of you, and I want to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace and mercy brought me through, for I'm living each moment because of you. I want to praise you and thank you too for your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm going to say that one more time. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For living each moment because of you, I want to pray.
At this time, we're going to have inspiration by Michael Williams. Words of encouragement.
Members, CCB, family and friends, despite all the death and the trials and the tribulation and the fires, despite it all, we must always look to the hills, keep our head up, keep on sailing. Be the captain of your ship. And follow your dreams wherever they may lead. Allow the winds of faith to fill your sails and be patient as you set your speed. Witness the brilliancies of the rising sun whose waves reach across your bow. Warm in your spirit as they guide you forward, reassuring your faith somehow. And when the sky has darkened, transforming a quiet to a stormy sea, remain steadfast and determined and continue sailing where you want to be. Although others may turn their ships about, afraid ever again to leave shore, simply drop your anchor till the storm has passed, then hoist your sails once more. There's beauty to be found in all the world as you guide your ship to sea. There's joy to be found in companionship, and through your faith you'll find serenity. And as you guide your ship toward the horizon, there's no guarantee of what you'll find. But you will never hunger for what might have been. Through your courage, you will gain peace of mind. May God bless you and may God keep you.
Amen. All right.
Oh, Lord, my God. When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands hath made, I see the stars, I hear the throughout the universe displayed.
Everybody.
Then the saints, my soul, my Savior, God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his son not sparing,
right,
sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and he died. to take away my sin. Then the saints, my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then the saints, my
what's your first name? Foster Brown is going to want to read us the scripture.
Okay. The scripture.
That's the last one.
I will be reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. It's a word of encouragement for all of us. This is actually my favorite text in the Bible. Okay, it says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecution, in distresses, and I like to add, in my blindness, in my visually impairedness, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." And the Lord has to read of his word.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we did say we was going to have a prayer at the closing, and all good things must come to an end. But Arby, I'm worried about Arby. We miss Kathy, and oh God, I can't call her name. Dominique. Kathy Skyler, she's not here this time.
And Dominique.
And who? Dominique is not here. That's she. Oh, usually here doing the service. So at this time, we're going to bow our heads. Father, we thank you, most holy Savior. We praise you for who you are. And the very work of thy hands, we thank you and we praise you again because of what you're doing. Lord, we pray for those in the fire that have lost everything they had. Some have lost their lives, and yet we got to thank you. Even in the crying and the pain and the tears, thank you for those that are giving. Thank you for those that are donating money. Thank you for the food and those that are coming to the aid of those. We don't understand, but by and by we will understand one day. But we ask you, Lord, that you would be with those people. We don't have their pain, but we feel empathy for them today. And we ask you for mercy for them. And those that are not here this morning, they usually be here. Lord, we ask you to look on them, whatever the reason they're not here. Something had to come up. And we know, Lord, that you hold the world in the power of your hand. And we ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless them now, we pray. Bless the fire department. Those men are so tired, the police department, highway patrol, those that are keeping things safe. God, we pray for the tireless hours these men have worked. We pray for them and their families and those that firemen that was overcome by smoke and different things that were injured that they showed last week. Yes. We pray again for them. And Lord, we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I come to the garden alone is the last song.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
The Son of God discloses.
The Son of God discloses.
And he walks with me.
And he walks with me.
And he talks with me.
And he talks with me.
And he tells me I'm his own.
The sound of his voice
is so sweet, the birds are still singing. And the melody that he gave to me. With me.
And he walks with me.
And he talks with me. To join hands with someone close by you. As we always close, we reach out and touch somebody's hand. You want me to hold him?
I will hold it for you.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. We can change things, Mike.
We can change things.
If we start giving.
If we start giving.
Why don't you? Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hands. Make this world a better place if you can. This concludes our service, memorial service. Thank you for being here.